people praying for an hour. That's Ephesians 4:11. I want you to write the two words down we'll be praying about: revelation and liberation. Revelation and liberation. There's a reason I'm not laying hands on a bunch of people. I think that we start laying hands too much. People need to grow up in the spirit and lay hands on themselves sometimes. And so we're going to read that, and I got two more scriptures I'm going to give you that are going to be our mean of praying for this type of meeting. That Ephesians 4, we got to get there. We got to get, and the only way we can get there is apostolically. But you see, you notice it. Let's read together Ephesians 4:11. You ready? Read. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Note that now. Note that. Maturing. Maturing. You don't supposed to be getting hand laid on you. You're supposed to be laying hand on somebody else. Alright? Alright, for the perfecting, let's go. For the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature. And wait to mind, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom, go ahead, read it, join together, come back. We're praying along that line. Now, the two other scriptures I want you to have, and I want you to use them in your prayer time, Romans 8:14 and Romans 9:1. We'll pray along that line. Romans 8:14. Is that the one say, as many as led by the Spirit? Yeah. They're the sons of God, for as many as led by the Spirit. Let's read that. For as many, you there? Wait a minute. You there yet? You ready? All right, let's go. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Very significant. That scripture is very significant. Understand? Now, how to protect that? We're going to pray about that. How to protect that? In Romans 9:1, after you go through Romans 8, the whole 8th chapter, it sets you up how to protect yourself. Look in Romans 9:1. This is so important. This is so important. When you first get up in the morning, protect your conscience. Now, I'm telling you all, y'all about to live a liberated life. Listen, I'm telling you, all them little things that come up, shut them down. Watch what's going to happen. Watch what's going to happen to your life. Protect your conscience. When you protect your conscience, you're protecting your mind, you're protecting your subconscious. Satan robbing us through our conscience. He'll send something to you and get you upset, or you'll let some words come out your mouth that shut you down. Anybody see what I'm saying? Anybody been through what I'm saying? Anybody ready for it to stop? Happiness. Say happiness. God wants you happy. Satan wants you unhappy. But God can't make the decision for you. You got to stop him. My wife and I check each other now. A subject come up. I said, no, we're not going to talk about that. She said, no, we're not going to talk about that. All they're going to do is upset your day. You got it? Now those two going to help you set up for Ephesians 4:11-16. Being led by the Spirit, protecting your conscience. Protecting your conscience. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I want you to protect your conscience. I don't want all them little things slipping in on you anymore. You're going to live a good life. Good God Almighty. How many know you need to protect your conscience?
Yes, sir.
Don't they go crazy on you sometimes saying all kind of things? Why she did that? Why she looking at me like that? It's just, and I'm going to use a word now, it's just stupid. To waste a day on how she look at you. Some of y'all come to the altar. Let's start praying. Look at the scriptures every now and then. Look at the scriptures. Rabbi, we open the door. The ministry of the word is doing those things we need done. I love to pray. Open channels for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Take us deeper, Lord. Take us deeper. In the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Now listen, I'm going to interrupt you every now and then because I want to put some apostolic insight on you. Praying is not just saying. Praying is speaking. Listen very carefully. This is very important. Over many years, and listening. Praying is God hearing you and finish it. See, so a lot of times we're praying, we're trying to get God to do something, and God is doing it, but we're not hearing it. So while you're praying in tongue like this, I usually keep a pad with me or something, or your phone or something, because he going to say something to you. If you're praying and God don't say nothing to you, you ain't praying. See, now, but what happened now? Now, Apostle, I know how to listen. I'm going to be listening. I'm not going to just do all the talking. I'm going to let God talk some. He'll give you inspiration. He'll give you a revelation. He'll give you an anointing while you're praying. He'll talk to you. He'll say a sentence that does not sound like a sentence. But in the spirit world, it's going to make sense to you. Make spiritual sense to you, all right? So I want you to develop your prayer life in not just praying in tongue, but listening. Now, tongues are not ordinary, right? You know, you're saying all kind of broken language. Well, when you're listening, what he says is not going to be ordinary. But expect for him to speak to you. All right? Let's go. We're praying and listening. Let it flow, let it flow. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let the glory hit. Let the glory hit. Let the angels fly. Let revelation flow. Let receiving flow. Andalabasokoshiri di 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 di. Darabasa katararo basa tarakashata. Arakasata. You see that now? He spoke to me. Yes, yes. See, that's got to listen. He says, let revelation flow and let receiving flow. Revelation is no good without somebody to receive it. See? So by praying like this, we become the one. As the minister ministering, revelation come out, this prayer time make us greater receivers. See, in the spirit world, you can't mentally, naturally, you cannot receive the voice of God. You might receive some word, but you want to receive not so much to speak a voice. God, dog. You want to receive the voice of God out of the speaker. You understand? And so he says, he wants you to receive, and then he wants you to hear his voice. Go ahead. Shalala Monkota. Lord, we're receiving Andalabasata revelation and receiving. Revelation, Holy Spirit, and receiving in this house this morning. Revelation and receiving the answers we need, the direction we need. Help us, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Katarala manchokotoro basata. Tiriri boro baba basata. Atatatatararatata. Guide my conscience. Rababa sokoto. Bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. Rabasakoro nandele kandele asatu. Asirogoshi de koshatata. Rama conscience. Bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. Hatatarare boshoko. I'm going to receive everything you say today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Write this down. Stop bleeding by Satan attack. Stop bleeding by, see, that's the way he talked to you. Stop. Now, you see, that don't make sense. You got to be in the spirit. Stop bleeding by Satan attack because you're blessed. When the bleeding start, remind yourself, I'm blessed. And the bleeding will stop. So while you're praying, that's the way he talked to you. God, God don't talk normal. Because he's talking in another realm. I feel his presence. Yes. Oh my goodness. He talks in the spirit. So if he talks in the spirit, what got to happen? You got to hear in the spirit. And praying in tongue puts you in that position. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Katalobasa katatarebosa. Koro mamandele bosukudi. Iri boro babasa kashatata. Ramamanda deritetulukushi. Hallelujah. Chakaturo babasa tarareasha. Kora babababa. Tararaba kasa tararaba sakata. Romamamamamamamamam. Troko shata ta tarara basata. Ruba ba 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 shukuta. Kendere monk. Ha ha. Shiriri kuta la mama. Ura mama sata. I love it. Ha ta ta. Do you love it? Ha ta ta basa. Well, he got a word for you. Write it down in your phone or on your pad. I will not be left out. Da la la basha ka. Keep praying. I will not be left out. Pray in that area. I'm going to see everything. I'm going to hear everything. I'm going to know everything. And I'm going to walk in everything. Shout in the spirit. I will not be left out. Say it.
I will not be left out.
Go ahead and pray. I will not be left out. Oh, yeri ni ta 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 ta, araba sa ka ta ta ta, roba ba ba sa ta ta ba ka sa ta, araba ba ka sa ta ta. Write this down. Blessing coming, you will not be the having in the natural. Blessing coming, it's gonna be such an overflow. You're not gonna be the having in the natural. You're gonna have to give glory to God. Blessing coming that you're not going to be able to handle. You're going to have to have help from the Holy Ghost to discern that blessing and to enjoy it. Let's pray. Shout out Abasha. Woo, blessing coming. Pray and listen. Are you ready to grow in the apostolic?
Yes, sir.
All right, prayer is a conversation. Prayer is a conversation. Prayer is a conversation unfolding the mysteries of God. That's a situation you're dealing with, and you need a mystery revelation to deal with it. When you're praying in tongue, when you're praying, it's a conversation. You can't do all the talking. So you have to learn. I want you to learn how to listen and how whatever he said to you, write it down, and then you can reread it the rest of the day. It's a conversation. It's not you telling God, just you telling God what you want him to do. When you're praying, it's giving God the opportunity to tell you what he wants you to do. Y'all don't stand up there and act like this regular talk. It's coming out of the spirit. It's putting you in a new position in prayer. You're going to get some answers. And then he told me to tell you, you're going to get some answers you've been missing. You're going to get some answers you've been missing because you wasn't listening. You're going to start listening now. And when them two or three words come up, take those two or three words because they're more powerful than you talking 3 hours. Because what God says is more powerful than what you're praying. You follow what I'm saying? So we pray and listen, right? Y'all ain't gonna talk to him over here? We pray and listen, right? This is apostolic training in prayer. Some of y'all know it, but you're going to be more profound in it now. Because every time you pray, you should get your answer. When you're praying, you're shutting Satan down. Everything he's trying to do, you having a conversation with your father, and your father gonna give you divine instruction to take Satan out. He don't want you worried. A prayer don't have to worry. A prayer don't have to be in fear. And he says to you today, expect to get your answer every time. Listen, and you don't have to pray about the same thing 9 times. Once you talk to your father, just start reading his word, because he gonna come out there and show you what to do. We are not beggars. We are blessers. Enjoy your prayer life, and don't let it get so heavy on you. No, the prayer is supposed to lighten you up. Somebody lift their hand and shout hallelujah. Shout ta ta, let's pray. Shout alabakat. Now, this is the way God talks. I don't get a chance to pray with you a whole lot. You're praying with the apostle, and I don't get a chance to pray with you a whole lot. Listen at how God talks now when you're flowing in the Spirit. It's not 1,000 people in here, and I don't know how many online praying with us, but I heard the Spirit of God says thousands of answers are being released in here now. That means you might get 15 or 16 answers, you know. I said, God, see, you can't think. I said, God, ain't got no 1,000 people up in here. He said, just go ahead and say it. Thousands of answers are being given, thousands of answers, man, are being given right now. That means that you're getting the answers for a problem that's going to come up. You're going to be ready with the answer when the problem come up. See, that's what the Spirit was about. If you don't understand this, you flat-footed in the flesh. You've been praying fleshly. Because if you don't understand this is another category. This is another level. This is Ephesians 4:11-16 that you can handle anything when it come up. You don't have to call nobody. You can handle it. I'm sent by God. Say it. I'm sent by God. Thousands of answers. Anybody needed an answer on anything from you? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Enlightenment cometh. Here's another thing he said. It's not a problem in here I can't solve. He wants you to hear that. It's not a problem. So rest your nerve. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a problem. The Lord said, thus saith the Lord. It's not a problem in here I can't solve. So what that mean? That mean the problem solved. While you here praying. You're going to go back home, and that problem you left at home could be gone. That's how the spirit world functions. Children, when you leave here, you're going to be stronger. That's what it's all about, be stronger. Oh, my goodness. Now, I know we're going to finish praying, but I know nobody in here think you've got a problem too big for God to solve. Here's another aspect of it. It's going to help you. Stop looking to men so much. All these different scientific ideas and calculators and all that. Listen, ain't none of that can touch God. Thank God for technology. I like my phone helping me out. I thank God for it, but it's not my souls. Sometimes it's time to put that phone down. Watch what I say next now, and make a more powerful call. And that phone, and we're going to pray some more, that phone can't take the place of prayer. You see, I'm secular in the spirit world. Sometimes we get so hung up in the secular world, we're not taking enough time in the spirit world. Sometimes we're looking for scientific answers. And the answer is only in the spirit. Technology take its place, but it can't take the place of the spirit. When you're praying, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You're increasing your anointing. And there are always, you listening? Divine answers in anointing. When the anointing come up on you, it brings divine answers. Y'all better write some of this stuff down, y'all. Y'all think this Sunday school. You're not gonna hear this every day. The anointing is a carrier of divine answers. And the greatest way to stir the anointing up is praying in tongues. It's greater than praise. It's greater than worship. Praying in tongue. Because you're talking God language. None of y'all better not leave you with a problem. I'll come in your state and get you. Don't worry about it. Walk by faith and not by sight. Be led by the Spirit. Remember them two verses? Romans 9. 1, yes, Romans 8:14. Yes, now I want to help my pastor. All of my people who helping me with my ministry, and I got a lot of them, and they're all out in the parking lot right now. They know how to take care of business. And my girls here who lead intercessory prayer, they know I might walk out you any minute. They were set up to do it. And I don't come out and ask permission, I just take over. That's what a pastor's supposed to do. And the member should understand, this is my man of God, a woman of God, I'm flowing with them. You see? See, some things we got to change because we got so many rules. We got so many regulations. No, see, rules and regulations mess up the flow. Now, right now, I'm fully anointed. My body is like a sponge. It seems like I'm being operated on. That's what I want you to understand. Now in this service, you're going to be wide open. Tonight, you're going to be wide open. And baby, we're going to fly. Man, don't you enjoy this atmosphere? Yeah. Soak it up, soak it up. Let's pray a little more. Sha-ta-ta-la-ba-ba-ta-ta. Tere-re-bo-ro-ba-sa. Listen. These are the type of things you need to hear. It's what I heard. God said to the angels, open the door, somebody knocking. You see, things like that, things like that, not in the natural, you see. Open the door, prayer. He heard us. So he told the angels, open the door. Now the door is revelation. The door is anointed. When you walk through that door, you got revelation for what you need. You got anointing for what you need. And that's the way he'll talk to you. It's almost like random thought because God don't talk normal. He talk in a realm that you're going to have revelation to understand what he's saying. You see what I'm saying? But that's what the prayer. I ain't worried about no clock at 10:15. We'll pray 5 more minutes. What? What's the matter with y'all? Don't be looking at me. Somebody not. Be looking at me. Talk about prayer over. Prayer over when I say it's over. Yeah, pastor, stop being scared of them people. You can't lead them if you're scared of them. Now, if heaven door is open because we praying, that means you can go in and get what you need. Let's pray 4 more minutes in tongue. Come on. Cha-ta-ta. We'll stop at 10:20. Glory to God. Glory to God. Open the spirit realm. Glory to God. Open the spirit realm, Lord. Shout out about that your children can be fed. Ramama, set the table, Holy Ghost. Set the table, Holy Ghost. Andela basa tarata tarukoshe. Robaba katsa tararata taruru. Rababababababsa tararata kohra. Set the table, Holy Ghost. Andela tata, we about to set. We about to eat. Set the table. Hata tararabasa tata. Set the table, Holy Ghost. Andela basha katararabashata. Kuruma mama 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 mama. Rabababababa. Put on the table everything that everybody need. Ha ta ta ra ra ba sha ka ta ra ra. Ta ra ba sha ka ta ra ra ta ta ra ro. Set the table, Holy Ghost. Set the table. Kuru ma ma sha. Kuru. Somebody raise their hand. Ra ba sa ka sha ra ra ba. A ta ta ra ra ba sha ka ta. Ro ba 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 sa. Set the table, Holy Ghost. A ta ra ra. Shata ta ta ra ra sa. We about to pull up to the table. Shata tararabasa tatarokoshi. Rabababa. Give that girl an answer. Give that boy's answer. Kata tararabasha kata. Give that church the answer they need. Hata tararabasha katara. Glory to God. Rababa, the table being set. Karata tararakasha tararabasa. Oh, we worship and praise you. Katararabasa tararaba. Taraba, heal that body. Katararaba, heal that body. Katatarara mansha katara. Give that miracle. Andararasa katata. Come on, God. Kararababa kasa, do something. Ha ha ha. Rasata, do something up in here. Katarara mansha katararaba sata. Ooh, set the table. Hatatara, we about to pull up to the table. Hatata, the gospel is the table. Shatatarara. Woo! Hashata tarara basata, katarara ta 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 tarara basata, ruma mama masata. Set the table, Lord. Shata ta 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 ta. We about to pull up to the table. Shereri brananka tarakaka. Give us the right fork. Give us the right knife. Shata tarara baka tararata. Krama mandiri bondra mandra. Brandango Ramanda Kata Rabasa Katarabashaka Hiri Bromandes Kata Ramangesh Kurnandeshke Ramama Hallelujah Shaka Tararabasa Kuridi Rababa Baba Baba Baba. Oh, glory, 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 Shata Tararaba, glory, Shata Shata Tarorobasata. Kata tarara mancha kata tarara shongora mandele atata. Oh my. In Jesus' name, amen.